around this time of the year, there is one word that is being used by a large number of people, even by children. One word. And the word is gift. People think about gift. The gift they would like to get. Who should get a gift? What gift should they give them? And for many people, that's what Christmas is all about. Gifts. Rejoicing, party, fun. There is nothing wrong with gifts. God's people should be givers and not takers. They should love to give like God loves to give. But they should not only think about inferior gift. There is one gift that has been given to us by God that is more valuable than all the gifts that you can put together. It is mentioned in the Bible. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, one short verse, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. This morning, we are going to search the Scriptures and try to understand this indescribable gift, the gift of God. So turn with me and we're going to start Isaiah. We're going to go back, chapter 7, verse 14. In order to understand the gift of God, we need to go pretty far back into history. Around 740 BC, one king, the king of Syria, his name was Rezin, joined with the king of Israel, the northern part of Israel. His name was Pekah. And they, together with their armies, went to make war against Jerusalem in the southern part of Israel. The Lord sent Isaiah, the prophet, to King Ahaz of Judah, the targeted king, with words of comfort and encouragement. Even though Ahaz was not walking with the Lord at that time, still God sent Isaiah to go meet him, to encourage him not to fear, not to be faint-hearted. He said, their plan will not stand, they will not come to pass. And he added, if you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. No man can be established unless he believes. It is a universal law. No faith, no firmness. Stability comes through faith in God. Furthermore, he told King Ahaz to ask God for a sign. Ahaz said, I will not ask for a sign, nor will I test the Lord. And then Isaiah said in verse 14, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. That was the first hint of a gift from God. The sign was not the gift. The virgin was not the gift. The son born from the virgin will be the gift. A 10-year-old girl in Logansport, Indiana, was becoming quite knowledgeable about the Bible because her grandmother was teaching her all the time. So she stunned her grandma by asking her a tough question. She said, which virgin was the mother of Jesus? The Virgin Mary or King James Virgin? What a kid. But Isaiah wanted to encourage more than just the king Ahaz, not to fear, not to be faint-hearted. Those who believe the promise of God will surely be established. Those who will not be established. People can do whatever they want with the promises of God. They can believe it or not. People can do whatever they want with the gift of God. They can receive it or not. But in order to be saved and be established, they need to believe and receive. Isaiah goes on in chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it, establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. The second mention of the gift of God came after another threat of another invasion. This time, the invasion of Israel by the Assyrian. This time, the promise of the gift of God is crystal clear. The gift of God will be a child, a son, whose government will be peace, judgment, and justice forevermore. Isaiah gave six names to that son. First, he called him Emmanuel in chapter 7, verse 14. Then he called him Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Matthew adds one more name to him. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, he says that the angel who appeared to Joseph told him to name the son Jesus. So the son had seven names. Not even the Hawaiian people gave their babies seven names. They give them four, five. So what kind of gift is the gift of God? Well, it is at least four things. Number one, it is a personal gift. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 says, For by grace you have been saved through faith.